You are listening to Motif Mosaic.
Welcome back and greetings everyone from whenever you're listening in or wherever you're listening in from. This is me, Blessing, and welcome to the show. This is Motif Mosaic, where we'll be listening into some really good tunes, and just I hope that my stories do not bore you, but there's a lot behind these songs that I'm playing along and talking about, and just a lot of personal experiences and all that I've learned from these songs and all that God has been showing me and life has been showing me as I've been listening along to. So I hope you stick around for the full ride and the full show, and you get to get some bits from what I'm understanding from these songs, and perhaps you might learn something new or appreciate something different from these songs that we'll be listening into. So as we start off today's segment, the first song that we're going to listen to shortly is So Good To Me by Corey Asbury. And you know, just the title of the song itself, it's a quite joyful song and there's a lot of rhythm to it, and it's just something that you can dance along to. But the truth to the matter that God is good, you know, we say it all the time that God is good, and all the time He is good. You know, there's just that chorus that a lot of Christians greet each other with, just saying, oh, God is good all the time. And, you know, it's something that I actually came across for the first time, I think, when I was about 10 or 11. My friend's mom, who would drive us home sometimes, would say it every time we go into the car, every time we're about to leave the car. And ever since then, you know, it's just been something that I find myself repeating, especially on Sundays, with other people in my congregation. And it's true that God is good all the time, and that is His nature. But how often do we actually start to look in our own lives and say, God is good to me, and you make it personal? Because yeah, it's easy to read in the Bible and say that God is good, and He's been good to the people of Israel, He's been good to David, He's been good to Joseph, He's been good to Moses, He's been good to all these biblical figures, or He's been good to someone else who's saying that God is good. But how often do you stop and say that God is good to me? You know, it's something that's easy to say God is good for others, but do we stop and understand that God is good to each and every one of us personally, that God loves us personally, and God works all things for our good? So that means each and every one of us, God is working good for them. So it's, I think, a challenge for you, dear listeners, that you look into your own life and you just try and seek and understand, what is your testimony? If someone were to ask you, what is the goodness of God and how evident is it in your life, are you able to share and say that God is so good to me, and say it in faith and declare it, that God is good and He is all the time, because this is what I see in my life? And so as we listen to this song, there's just a lot of things I think we can even claim for ourselves. You know, as Corey Asbury sings about having love, joy, peace, and the Holy Spirit. So as you listen to this first track, which is So Good To Me by Corey Asbury, get up if you can and just dance along to it as you sing of God's goodness and His love that endures forever.
Patiently upon the Lord, and He inclined and heard my cry. He pulled me up out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon the rock. He gave me beauty for ashes and joy for my mourning and praise for heaviness. He poured a new song in my mouth and a crown upon my head. He gave me life forevermore. He's been so good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus. Yeah, He's been so good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus. Yeah, 'cause He picked me up and He turned me around and He placed my feet on a solid ground. Hallelujah.
hallelujah. Cause he picked me up and he turned me around and he placed my feet on the solid ground. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Cause he picked me up and he turned me around and he placed my feet on the solid ground. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Cause he picked me up and he turned me around and he placed my feet on the solid ground. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, he's been so good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus. Yeah, he's been so good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus. Yeah, he's been so good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus. Yeah, he's been so good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus. Now I got love, joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Peace and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Oh, 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 yeah, come on. Oh, yeah. I got love, joy, peace and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Oh, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, I got love, joy, peace and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Oh, 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 yeah, come on now. Peace and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Oh, 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 yeah. I got love, joy, peace and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Oh, 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 yeah. I got love, joy, peace and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Oh, 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 yeah. I got love, joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Oh, oh, man. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus. Yeah, man. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus. Yeah, man. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus. Yeah, man. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus.
And so that was So Good to Me by Corey Asbury. And just as we continue on, as we segue to the next part of the show, you know, it's really difficult at times just to do anything with our flesh, with our bodies that get tired, that get fatigued so very often. You know, it just takes me back to a time where I used to run in the mornings. And, you know, at first, when I tried running, I think 2 kilometers was my max. Anything more than that, I couldn't, because mentally and physically, I just felt like I couldn't do more than that. But eventually, my stamina built up. But still, you know, it takes time for you to build up stamina. It takes time for you to build endurance. And the same thing can happen outside of matters that are physical. You know, when I just think about my own spiritual walk, there's times where I think I can feel so fatigued, you know, and it seems like my Bible is collecting dust, or I haven't really prayed as much as I should have, or I haven't even been praying at all. And you know, there's just times where you start to feel fatigued, when you start to feel so tired and so weary. But the good news is that we can always start over. You know, we can always just pick up from where it was that we left off. You know, we can always just go back to that place of seeking God again, and it's never too late. You know, God's grace is more than enough for each and every one of us. So I don't know where you might be in your walk with the Lord. If maybe you're on a mountaintop, then praise God for that. And even at your lowest point, just know that God wants you to come again, you know, to start over again, for it not to just be you being burnt out in routines, but for you to just be still with God and allow Him to work that work again. So there is encouragement that we can receive to know that even when we're tired, even when we're weary, you know, Jesus invites us and He says, come and take my burden, which is light, and my yoke, which is easy. Or maybe I switch the two around, but it's one of them. And, you know, it's just to know that God calls us and He wants us to rest with Him. As Jesus says, come and abide in me. You know, to abide is just sit still. Because I think a lot of the time we want to perform, we want to do things, and when it seems like we're not doing enough, or we're not as efficient, or we're not running quick enough, or, you know, things just don't seem as active, it's okay. Come back and rest in the Lord. And which is why I picked this song. It's called Start Over by a favorite artist of mine. Her name is Claudia Isaki. So as you listen in, it's a jazzy song, but a very powerful message to know that we can start over. We can go back to the way things were, you know, to push past whatever things that we're doing as we thought we were performing before God, but to just come rest in Him and start over again. You know, wherever it is that we fell off, God can bring us back to that higher place and even take us to greater heights. So I hope you enjoy this next one.
Yeah, yeah. Take it back to when it started. My heart was scarred, at least I was hurt it. Night and day, you're not a man or just a lie. Or break your promise, or break my heart, or play hard to get. But I was tired of trying, using his eyes. I thought he'd be harmless, here we are. I'm better in your arms, Lord.
You've ever been to Sunday school, this is one of the classics. This is one of the ones that you get taught in your Sunday school lessons as a child growing up. And this is Higher Higher, but this one's the reggae version by Christopher Rye. And it's just a simple song, because I think a lot of the time we complicate things, but, you know, Christ calls us to be childlike. And there's just some things about the truth and its simplicity that can be so powerful and just so fitting for whatever season that we're in our lives. And just as the song goes, you know, it says that we should lift Jesus higher and higher. And what better way to lift Jesus higher than living a life that is true, living a life that is righteous, and living a life that is submitted to God. And even another part of the song or another verse, it repeats to say, let's send Satan lower. And you know, it reminds me of actually one of the phrases that we used to use growing up when we'd tell stories to one another, and one of them was, tell the truth and shame the devil. And you know, it's just that kind of thing, to know that as we live righteously and as we shine as lights for God, we're putting the enemy down and we're lifting up God. So as you take part in the song, you know, there's just one more truth, actually I almost skipped over it, that you know, at the center of the song, sandwiched between lifting Jesus higher and sending Satan lower, it also says, cast your burdens on Jesus, for he cares for you. And that is the true thing, you know, that Jesus cares about everything, every single trial, every single burden. He knows, he understands, he's our high priest. And just as children are taught to cast their burdens, at times I think as we grow up and as we get older and we get more responsibilities, we like to hold on to our burdens, to think, I'm in control of this, or I need to get this done, or I need to take care of this. But don't forget to cast your burdens upon Jesus. And once again, if you're in a space where you can dance, I think this is one of those songs that dancing to would actually be quite a pleasant thing to do. So enjoy Higher Higher by Christopher Rai. So this next song is one of just praise and thanksgiving. And I think it's actually something that perhaps out of my own false humility, I kind of forget, you know, to just be reminded that we have so many blessings in Christ Jesus. We have so many blessings in God. And even in that state, you know, just to know that my own name is blessing. And there's so many puns that I've heard, so many terrible jokes that I've heard. You know, people ask me, oh, when you sneeze, what do you say? And, you know, it's just stuff like that. But just coming back to the main point is that we are so blessed in Christ Jesus. You know, there's so many blessings that we can count in our own lives. Just to be here in this moment as you hear my voice, just for me to be here as I speak to you is such a blessing in itself. And, you know, there's just so many things that we ought to have our eyes open to. You know, we really need to be more aware of God's blessings in our lives and to be able to give Him thanks and to praise Him. You know, life is so much easier when we're able to praise God and to thank Him for the things that He has given us. You know, it just always reminds us that God is our provider, God is our protector. Because the moment we lose that sense of thanksgiving or we're unable to see those blessings around us, it really can blur our vision. It really can take us off track from really just having that connectedness to God as we lose sight of the things that He's doing for us, as we lose sight of that ability to give thanks to Him. But really, we are blessed, you know. And just as the title of this next song is, it's I'm So Blessed by Kane and the Sunday Morning Choir. You know, they sing it so joyfully to know that they are blessed. And I think in all seasons, we are always blessed because we have the greatest blessing of all time, which is salvation in Christ Jesus. So as you listen into this next song, be reminded that you are blessed, you are loved, and there's so many things that you can be grateful for.
Trouble knocking at my door today, I ain't gonna let it in. And worry wanna steal my joy away, but I ain't gonna let it win. Cause on my best day, I'm a child of God. On my worst day, I'm a child of God. Oh, every day is a good day, and you're the reason why. I'm so blessed, I'm so blessed. Got this heartbeat in my chest. Oh, it doesn't matter about the rest. If I got you, Lord, I'm so blessed.
Okay, sing it quiet. When I count the problems that I see, hope looks all.
You to go ahead and turn your speakers up nice and loud so you hear me loud and clear, and I know for sure that you know for sure to whom you belong. You are a child of the Most High. Not only that, you are the apple of His eye. Oh, and you are a joint heir with Jesus Christ. And if you know it's true, somebody lift up your voice and sing hallelujah. Sing
hallelujah, hallelujah, I'm blessed.
My chest, no, it doesn't.
Then this next song, it's a convicting one, but in a very sweet way. And I think, you know, there's just that saying that medicine doesn't taste good, but it does the job for you. You know, it has a bitter taste. And I know growing up, there were these vegetables that I didn't like because they tasted like medicine. And every time my mom cooked them, it was just such a bitter thing for me to eat. But even those vegetables that I was having that were bitter and tasted like medicine were healthy for me in a way. And I don't know what nutrients they had, but I think they worked out because I still feel healthy today. And just the same thing happens for us, you know, in our walk with Christ. There are times when we miss the mark. There are times when we don't get things right with God. And then conviction hits us. You know, just as Paul says, that there's a conviction that he was glad was upon the people in Corinth. That it was a godly conviction that led them to repentance. And the same thing happens for us, to know that we ought to seek to repent of our sins. We ought to seek to make things right with God. And if you don't really realize that you are sinning, there's a lot of ways that I see in my own life I may miss the mark. And, you know, I'm reminded of a story. I can't really remember the exact details or who it was, but basically there was a man of God and he was on his deathbed and he's talking to, I think, one of a relative or a friend or someone like that who was close to him. And he was saying, the thing that I'm most concerned about aren't the sins that I committed, but rather the things that I knew were good and I was not able to do them. Because just as James says in his letter, that thing that you know which is good and you don't do it, it's a sin for you. So imagine there's those things that we sin doing and the things that we sin by omitting doing. So no matter what, there is a point in time where we realize that we've missed the mark. But thanks be to God, you know, he is waiting for us to turn to him and to repent. And so as you listen into the song, know that God is accepting you with kindness as you repent. He's not looking at you saying, oh, I told you so, or why did you do this again? But as we turn to him, as we turn away from our sins, as we confess to him, he's faithful to forgive us of our sins. So it's just one of those things that we ought to have in our lives, that practice of repentance, that turning away and following God each and every day, because he wants us to be holy and perfect just as he is holy and perfect. So listen in to Repent by Ryan Ellis.
Your feet again, my heart is open wide. Jesus, come inside. All I am, I'll place in your hands. There's nowhere I can hide. I don't even wanna try. I just wanna say that I trust you once again. I know you're faithful, God. It's your loving kindness that leads us to repent from the thoughts and ways that separate. Your feet again, my heart is open wide. Jesus, come inside. All I am, I place in your hands. There's nowhere I can hide. I don't even wanna try. I just wanna say that I trust you. Once again, 'cause I know you're faithful, God. It's your loving kindness that leads us to repent lay it all down. Let's start over, God. Come take over, God. I lay it all down. I lay it all down. Let's start over, God. Come take over, God. I lay it all down. I lay it all down. Let's start over, God. Come take over, God.
Just as we know we have a relationship with God, you know, as we know that we have friendship with Christ Jesus, there's something that he instructs his disciples, or he just instructs the people that he teaches. You know, he warns people against the act of hypocrisy. And if you know the Greek, or if you've looked it up before, that word for hypocrite that's used in the New Testament is hypokritis, which is the same word that means an actor or someone who's playing a certain role in a play, and he's playing the role of a character or some sort of other thing that they are not. And that's what hypocrisy can be sometimes. You know, when God wants us to draw near to him, he doesn't want us to draw near to him acting as something that we're not. And at times we try to come to God looking good or just being well kept together when things aren't going right. You know, God wants us to come to him raw and in our natural state, no matter if things are going good, no matter if things are going bad. I'm sure if you've had a chance to go through all 150 chapters of the book of Psalms, you'll see that there are times when the psalmist is happy and there's times where the psalmist is sad. And when you look at it, God wants you to come to him in those ways. If you have questions, if you have things that you don't understand, you can bring them before God. You do not have to pretend when you come into God's presence, but you can keep it real. You can keep everything that you have in your heart and bring it before him. You know, he understands, he knows, and he cares. So we don't have to pretend, we don't have to act like we've brought everything together or everything is in order when it's not. But even in those times when there's questions, when things just seem to be falling apart, we can come to God with that confidence, knowing that he's going to hear us, he's going to work things for us. And so as you listen to this next song, it's called I Don't Have to Pretend by Victory. You know, she describes it so plainly and artistically that she has learned not to pretend in God's sight. She has learned that just as many people go through their different wars, they don't have to hide it from God, but they can bring it before him. And to know that we can come to God with our mess, and he'll meet us in the messiness of life and all these situations that we cannot control, that leave us feeling certain ways. He is faithful, and we do not have to be hypocrites. We do not have to pretend. And so as I close off, be reminded, God is real and he wants a real relationship with you. He will meet you in the midst of whatever struggles, whatever woes that you have. You don't have to pretend, and you don't have to pretend how you feel about this song, as I hope that you'll like it. So listen in to Victory Broyd's song, I Don't Have to Pretend.
I don't
you for listening to Motif Mosaic.